Since the oldest specimens in the series consist of skulls and teeth that are similar to an extinct group of hyena-like mammals called Mesonychians, University of Chicago evolutionary biologist Lee Van Valen proposed in the 1960s that modern whales are descended from Mesonychians. For several decades, that was the consensus view among paleontologists. In the 1990s, molecular studies suggested a very different picture. By comparing various molecules from whales with their counterparts in other living mammals, molecular evolutionists concluded that the closest living relatives of whales are hippopotamuses. Many paleontologists considered this anathema, since on morphological grounds, hippos seem much more closely related to other even-toed hoofed animals such as pigs and camels. On molecular grounds, however, the WIPO hypothesis claimed that hippos are more closely related to whales than they are to other land mammals. Some evolutionary biologists remain skeptical. In 1999, John E. Haining wrote in Science, "Previous experience suggests we should be cautious about wholeheartedly embracing such provocative hypotheses of relationships. More often than not, such controversial claims are found to be weakly supported or contradicted when scrutinized in more detailed analyses." State University of New York biologists Maureen A. O'Leary and Jonathan H. Geisler examined 123 morphological characters from 10 living and 30 extinct species, and concluded that whales are probably descended from Mesonychians and that the WIPO hypothesis is false. In 2001, scientists working with Philip D. Gingrich and J. G. M. Thewison analyzed ankle bones in several newly discovered fossils and concluded that whales are more closely related to living even-toed hoofed mammals than they are to Mesonychians. The Gingrich team also concluded that it is plausible that hippos may be the closest living relatives of whales, though the Thewison group stopped short of claiming that hippos are closer to whales than they are to pigs or camels. In commentaries accompanying the reports, French biologist Christian de Muison wrote that the new results contradict the previous hypotheses of both paleontologists and molecular biologists, while American biologist Kenneth D. Rose pointed out that substantial discrepancies remain between the morphological and molecular evidence. In particular, removing Mesonychians from the picture means the tooth and skull features that whales share with them had to be the result of convergent evolution. Convergent evolution is a term Darwinists use for similarities that are not thought to result from common ancestry. But if similarities are the primary evidence for common ancestry, how can we know when they are not due to common ancestry? Similarities in fossils originally suggested that hippos are evolutionary sisters of pigs and camels, but far removed from whales.